What is going on, everybody? Good Monday morning. You know, Mondays usually suck, but how can it suck this morning when the Phillies come off three-game sweep, sweeping a team that they are absolutely supposed to sweep in this disappointing St. Louis Cardinals this year? They're supposed to be probably the favorites for the NL Central, and they are not. They've been a terrible team, and the Phillies take advantage of that. This weekend, they came into the series with a 69-58 record. Leave yesterday after a 3-0 win with a 72-58 record, 14 games over 500, sole possession of that first wild card spot still, and still second in the NL East, and we'll be like that probably for the rest of the season. But we're not worried about the National League East. We're only worried about that wild card, unless you get an epic Braves collapse here, which probably won't happen because they are stacked. But the Phillies are a great team, too. To me, they're an elite team. I don't care what anyone says. It's still World Series or bust for me. I still don't think people are talking about that enough. It's a World Series or bust team, especially right now, the way they've been playing. I think those expectations should be on this team. But, hey, simple show today. Simple show. As you're here with Francisco Rojas. Glad to have you all here today. Before we get to this three-game set with the Angels, which I'll get to in a little bit, but simple show. We'll do our key moments recap from yesterday. That'll be pretty short. Not too much going on scoring-wise. We'll get to the game takeaways, series takeaways, preview the series against the Anaheim Angels, which was supposed to be a little more fun. But we'll get to why it's not going to be as much fun as we thought it would be. And you probably already know what I'm talking about. Get to around the league, some scores, standings, especially as it pertains to the wild card and whatnot. And then we'll update you on the Ranger Suarez injury. He could be back pretty soon. So we'll end the show with that. So with that said, key moments and recap from yesterday. Bottom of the first, Mr. Negative War, and about to hit 40-plus bombs this year. Love to see it. Kyle Schwarber, solo bomb off of Drew Rahm to start the game. First pitch he sees, solo homer to center field to make it a one-zip ball game for your Fightins. Bottom of the fifth, we'll fast forward all the way to the bottom of the fifth, Trey Turner with a sack fly. Johan Rojas scores 2-0 Phils. Bottom of the seventh, Bryce Harper with an RBI single to the opposite field. Trey Turner would score to make it a 3-0 ball game, and that's all it would be scoring-wise for either team. As top of the ninth, Craig Kimbrel comes in for a save situation. First time in about almost a month. He strikes out Wilson Contreras swinging to end the game, and the Phillies would win this game 3-0. On the heels of a big Aaron Nola start, Nola was absolutely fantastic. He goes 7, strikes out 9. I believe only one walk looking at the numbers right now. Yeah, 7 innings, 1 hit, which was literally the only hit was Tommy Edman in that first inning. It bounces off the wall in right field. It's going to be a bad Nola start. Nope, complete opposite. I think he retired like 20-plus straight after that. So 1 hit, 1 walk, 9 Ks, and he lowers his ERA on the season to 4.30, does Aaron Nola. So Nola, it's really on the heels of Nola, and Phillies get 3 important runs behind Nola to win this game. So, and that's where I'm going to start with my game takeaways. Number one, 100%, Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola is the biggest reason why they won this game. It's not like they scored 10 to 15 runs, which he's gotten a lot of run support in the past. You know, or at least the recent past. But, you know, it's nice to see Aaron Nola, you know, have these big-time performances like this and the offense not having to worry about scoring, you know, 10 runs. Here it is. So, yeah, they shouldn't need to score, like, you know, 10 runs for Nola every time out. And I mean, last game they scored 10. The game before that scored 9. And then the game before that they scored 6. The last 3 times out, they've scored 25 runs combined when he's started those games, not, you know, the entire time that he's been out there. But it's nice to, and, you know, you want to see, the offense has been extremely hot this month. Obviously, we know by you know, them hitting 49 home runs this month and setting the franchise record. But I just think it's important that the Phillies are, you know, it's nice to see the offense not have to feel so much pressure to score so many runs when Nola can give you a performance like this. And when, you know, Gregory Soto can come in, or it wasn't Soto, it was, I think it was the game before. But when Alvarado can come in, I see Alvarado back, and when Kimbrel can come in and they can, you know, shut the door, get the job done like this, it's nice to see this type of, you know, a win. And, you know, the Phillies getting this type of performance from Nola, extremely important, obviously extremely important, because he's a huge X factor. We all agree on that. Whether you're on the fence about Nola, whether you back Nola, whether you've been someone that's against him, and I, you know, you're allowed to have your opinion, but at the end of the day, like, we all want, we all feel like we need to see these from Nola, especially the way the mediocre season that he has had. So Nola, I need these type of performances from Nola. And, you know, the back-to-back seven-inning pitch performance, you know, him carrying the bulk, you know, having these bulky outings are huge, especially, you know, coming from a guy that, you know, is among the league leaders in innings pitched in, like, the last 5 to 6 years. So I think that's really important, and especially with the six-man rotation now, too, that Nola has, you know, Nola's able to give you these type of performances because of now with the six-man rotation. Technically, it's five at the moment, but I'll update you on Ranger Suarez in a little bit. It should go back to a six-man rotation very soon. So Nola, first takeaway for sure. Second takeaway, offense doing what they needed to do. And that's kind of, I've already said this, that, you know, that goes right with, you know, what Nola's performance. You know, you get the early lead for Nola with the Schwarber home run in the first inning. I know it was only one run, but you get the early lead. And then you have Turner and Harper's RBIs. Like, Turner, he sacrificed fly. Simple baseball. Simple old-time baseball. Trey Turner with sac fly. Harper, RBI single the other way. You know, baseball can be a lucky game, and Harper kind of, it's not like he barreled it up to the point where it was just so hard hit, but, you know, put the bat on the ball and, you know, hit no man's land, and that scored Johan Rojas, correct? No, it was Turner. The Turner sac fly was Rojas scoring. So, Turner Harper RBIs, like, it was a good overall win with the offense doing what they needed to do behind Nola, like I said. So, those are my game takeaways from yesterday. And one thing I want to mention, because I'm going to mention this. I'm so happy all the old heads, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it just feels great that Kyle Schwarber is going to hit 40 home runs this year and could potentially have a negative WAR. I don't love it. I mean, obviously we want to get him out of the outfield, because he's terrible out there. He's like all time terrible. We don't want him out there. But I just want to mention, we've been, you know, it's been talked about on Twitter. The guy has a negative 0.1 BWAR. He's only right below the negative, according to Baseball References WAR. That's just according to Baseball References WAR. But he's negative 0.1 BWAR. I mean, if you look at Fangraphs, he's actually a positive like 0.7. So negative 0.1 BWAR, 36 homers. I mean, he'll hit four more home runs. God forbid he gets injured or something like that. But, like, you know, it stays healthy these last, like, you know, 30 plus days. He's going to get that 40 home runs. And it's, I think it would be pretty funny if he had a 40 homer negative WAR season. Come on. And hitting it below 200. I didn't even mention that. I mean, negative WAR below 200. I don't even know if that's ever really happened. I think the lowest batting average that I have seen with 40 home runs, 40 plus home runs, is Adam Dunn. I think that was like, I don't know, it was like mid 2000s, late 2000s, somewhere around there. Like, hit like 202, hit 40 plus homers. So I'm all for Kyle Schwarber just hitting 40 homers and having a below 200 batting average. I'm all for it. Series takeaways. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that Schwarber thing. Just a little tangent there on Schwarber. Had to, as he's been raking. I mean, he's the biggest reason why the Phillies have the franchise record in the month of August, or in a month ever, 9 home runs. Series takeaways, and that's where we're going to start. Look at that transition. Wasn't even trying. Series takeaways. Setting the home run record in a month. This offense has just been scorching hot, obviously, as far as the power goes. 49, and they're not even done. 49 homers so far this month. The previous mark, the highest ever, was 46 back in September of 2019. I feel like when I heard that, when I heard that it was September of 2019, I was like, really? It just doesn't feel that way, just because, like, you know, I think we were all so worried about that team. You know, that, especially that was the year that Harper came, and we all felt like, oh, this is a team that's supposed to, you know, get back to the playoffs, and they didn't. They had a disappointing second half of that year, but it's like we don't remember that September of 2019 because the team just wasn't that good. The team was like okay. So I think we were just concerned with other things. It's just funny to think, oh, September 2019, really? That's what when I heard it, I was like, really? So, but the team sets the record this month, and it's a great sign for the offense. Hopefully, I don't think we have to hit 50 homers in September for this offense to stay hot, but I mean, by all means, do it. But leading the way, like I said, Schwarber at 9, Castellanos at 8. Harper at 7, Trey Turner 5, and then Jake Cave, Bryson Stott, and Alec Boehm all tied with 4. See, it feels like Boehm should be the one with like 5 or more. It's weird. Boehm's been freaking raking at the plate as far as seems like that. Maybe it's because of these majestic homers that he's hitting. He's hitting missiles. But those are your leaders in order for this month as far as the top 5 goes. But that 5th spot is retained by 3 guys. So there you go. Second takeaway from this series, sweeping a bad team, pretty simple, but you know, I would have been pretty happy. I mean, I would have been content with taking 2 of 3, but sweeping and the way they did behind, you know, the heels of Nola and Wheeler, the type of performances they had and the pitching overall and the offense. I mean, everything. It's really everything. But taking 3, you know, sweeping a team in the Cardinals who have been horrible this year and very disappointing, I think is extremely important. You know, baseball is weird. You also, you know, lost 2 of 3 to the Nationals last weekend. So, I mean, it's baseball's a weird sport. We all know that. But just in general, taking the sweep, taking the brooms out against the Cardinals this weekend, thought it was very important. And I mentioned Wheeler and Nola. I think it's super important that with Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola, that you are seeing the type of performances they had this weekend were both incredible. I think they both combined for like 14 innings. Believe both didn't give up an earned run, right? And I know Nola didn't, and I'm like 98% sure that Wheeler didn't. No, Wheeler gave up the home run, right? I mean, so yeah, he gave up the Goldschmidt homer, I believe, right? I'm just double checking. Yeah, you have the one earned. I think that was might have been a Goldschmidt homer. I forget who it was. No, it was Lucan Baker. Right, he hit his first career homer. So, I mean, the outings that Wheeler and Nola, I just thought were extremely important. So Wheeler and Nola, huge outings, especially from, I've used this term many times, but I'm gonna use it again. Your horses, you know, it's supposed to be ace one, 1A and 1B. But just for them to have the outings they had, I just thought were extremely, extremely important, especially heading into this September, and especially when you have the 6-man rotation that you're supposed to have now. We're supposed to give those guys rest, and that's really important for them heading back into October again this year when, you know, the question mark had been, oh, well, the fatigue from last October, the last season, and the bulk of innings they had, but important. And in the pitching this weekend in general, too. That's my last takeaway, including Sanchez, the entire bullpen, you know, Alvarado giving you a couple of innings, Dylan Covey in there, Gregory Soto, Craig Kimbrell getting his first save in a while. The pitching overall with Christopher Sanchez as well. Everybody, you know, pitched well. I know the offense had a good weekend too, but like especially the pitching. Like the pitching is the number one reason that they won this series this weekend. At least in my mind, it might be because, you know, Wheeler and Nola have great performances, but those are the things that stick out in my mind as far as them having Big weekends, or having a big weekend as far as Wheeler, Nola Sanchez, and the bullpen, everybody doing their jobs. And that stuck out to me the most in this series versus St. Louis. So big win, big series sweep against St. Louis this weekend. And now we turn our attention over to, we're staying at home. It was supposed to be a more exciting series, man. We all know that. This was supposed to be an extremely exciting series against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Doesn't mean it's not going to. You're still going to get Shohei Ohtani this week as a hitter, and that'll be cool. But he was potentially going to start on Tuesday, and he's not now because of this UCL injury, which will probably require surgery from what I understand. I don't know if he's going to get Tommy John or not, but that's what it would be because that's what Harper had. So, which sucks. I think every baseball fan would agree that freaking sucks. But regardless, we turn our attention over to the Angels, where again, take 2 of 3. They just took 2 of 3 from the Mets. And you will not see Mike Trout this week. I did not mention the Mike Trout thing. That's another reason why this series isn't going to be as exciting as a baseball fan and a Phillies fan, as we had thought. But Angels come off taking 2 of 3 from the Mets. You're going to get Lucas Giolito tonight at 6:40 p.m. Eastern against Taijuan Walker. Tomorrow it'll be Tyler Anderson versus Michael Lorenzen. And then on Wednesday it will be Reed Detmers versus Christopher Sanchez. And man, Giolito on one hand, for Giolito for the Angels has been horrible. I mean, Angels traded for him. It's like, oh, they're going all in, and they're going to go all in for Shohei, and Giolito has been horrible. So on the one side tonight, Lucas Giolito has just not been good. His last time out, though, he was pretty good. 6 innings, 1 earned against Cincinnati. 9 strikeouts. That's looked like the Giolito that we've seen in the past with Chicago. And then he did have a couple, he had a good start, a couple on the 8th against the Giants. 6 innings, 3 earned, 7 strikeouts. But beside that, he's been horrible. Like overall for the Angels, 6.67 ERA and 27 innings. So Giolito on one hand for the Angels. Hopefully the Phillies can light him up, not make him, you know, hopefully he doesn't have the type of outing he had last time for the Los Angeles Angels Anaheim. And Taijuan Walker on the other side. Walker's last time out against the Giants, 5 innings, 6 hits. 2 earned, 7 Ks in the win against the Giants on the 22nd, which was what, Tuesday, right? Tuesday, yeah. So so there are your probables for tonight and this weekend, or not this weekend, Monday through Wednesday, for the Phillies have an off day. And then we'll head out to Milwaukee, right? Milwaukee before they head out to slam Diego. Some big series there as far as the wild card race goes. And that's where we're going to get to now. Let's get to around the league. And we'll look at some of the National League East scores as far as it pertains to... Actually, no. Let's look at the wild card. So right now, Phil 72-58, 3.5 in front of the last spot, I guess technically that is. Cubs are in second place, 69-61. They have really surged, man. It's crazy. Arizona 69-62. San Fran game and a half back with the win over the Braves last night. Cincinnati game and a half back. They're tied with San Fran. This wild card race is it's pretty fun. Miami 66-65, 3 back of the last spot. Slam Diego, the Padres 61-70. Man, they Padres are just. I don't know. I can't believe I actually had faith in the Padres even a couple weeks ago. The Padres aren't making the playoffs. 61-70, 8 back. Washington 61-70, 8 back. They have the same record as the Washington Nationals. No disrespect to the Nationals. They've actually been they've played good baseball since the All-Star break. But those are your National League wild card standings. And that now with the National League East standings right now, 84-45. The Atlanta Braves, 12.5 back of those Braves are the Phils, 72-58, 66-65, the Marlins, 19 back, Washington, 61-70, 24 back, and last place, the Mets, 60-71. So those are your updates in the wildcard race. That's what we care about the most right now. But it feels pretty good. It feels pretty good to be a Phils fan right now. And I think we're all very confident that this team will make the playoffs. Hopefully they can really just create some space in that first wild card spot away from everybody else. So very important that the Phils continue to try to do that over the next month before the season is over until we head into the postseason. So news and notes, Ranger Suarez, important he comes back to this team soon, because the reason why they got Michael Lorenzen was not just because he's had a good season and he's been a good pitcher this year, but because what it does for the six-man rotation and what it could do for the bullpen depth and rotation depth in general, heading into the postseason. And so it looks like Ranger Suarez, who had the strained hamstring, he's had that issue, scheduled to throw at this court in NBC Sports Philadelphia. He is scheduled to throw live batting practice today. And if that goes well, could return to the rotation during the road trip to Milwaukee and San Diego that begins Friday. So he could be back minimum Milwaukee series, max San Diego. That's what it looks like. So extremely important that Ranger Suarez comes back to this rotation, just because of what that'll do for Nola, what that does for Wheeler, what it does for everybody in the rotation. And he's definitely gonna be back for the playoffs. So that's just very important that Ranger Suarez is back in time soon here, just so we can get it maximized on rest heading into the postseason. So Ranger will come back, and hopefully Ranger will be Ranger. It took last time Ranger came off the injured list, Ranger wasn't Ranger at first, and I get that. But hopefully, get him back as soon as possible. So Ranger, if he does have a couple of bad starts, get them out of the way, and then he can get back to being Ranger, because that's what he did last time. Coming off the injury in the World Baseball Classic, hopefully we get that same thing from Ranger Suarez. It would be good for him to just be good coming back in general. Not even that, but. So yeah, that's your update on Ranger Suarez, and that's gonna do it for me. I will be back Thursday, normal schedule this week with me and Dan Wilson. So I'll be back Thursday for your next episode of Phillies 24/7 on Thursday. But stay tuned for Dan Wilson, who will have you with Phillies Today as well this week. So that's gonna do it for me. Go Fightins! Talk to you guys soon.